we're lighting it on fire here today on the Maggie Dawn Show. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get your 2 cents in? I'll try to take your calls. I'll try to read your texts. Certainly with this next guest, who is one of the most scintillating conversationalists, my very special guest, Joe Walsh, former Illinois congressman, former Tea Party guy, joining me for this first couple of segments on the Maggie Dawn Show. You're not going to want to go anywhere. Again, we got a packed show for you. Joe, let's pick up where we left off. You're talking about the affirmative case that Kamala Harris is making to the American people. She appeared, again, I think there were elements of Reagan in her convention speech. And by that, I mean this reasonable, calm, and reliable sense of leadership. That's not just what she's saying, right, about America's place in the world, the shining beacon on a hill, that sort of thing. But certainly this sense that I am here, I am ready, I am a serious person. The alternative is not a serious person. And there are serious threats to our country. Let me just share with you, Joe, and everybody out there listening, if you're listening, these are some comments from her remarks today. She's going to be, I believe this is happening live right now in Pennsylvania. This is one of the things that she's saying this afternoon to people. As president, I'll be pragmatic. My guiding principle will be what Franklin Roosevelt called bold, persistent experimentation. I'm not bound by some ideology that would compel me to have one perspective or another. I'll seek practical solutions to the problems. Her remarks go on. She also says later in this same speech, look, I'm a capitalist. I know the power of American innovation. I want to work with entrepreneurs and business owners. I've been doing so by my over my whole career, and I believe in fair competition. Gee whiz, Joe, that certainly sounds eminently reasonable, doesn't it?
Isn't that great? And those are all words that Donald Trump is humanly incapable of uttering. I think like optimism, Kamala Harris presents a very optimistic look at us as a people and the country. And I'll never forget during her convention speech, she looked directly into the camera and she said something to the effect of, I will be president for all of you,
all of
everyone,
you,
whether you voted for me or not. That's the opposite of what Trump said. Look, Mag, you and I have talked about it. This country is dangerously divided. And you know, people like me help to contribute to this divide. That's all Trump's got. And Trump wants to further divide us. If you want this country continue to be at each other's throats, then support him. She wants to try to bring people together, lower the temp, unite us, and as you said, try to get some practical stuff done.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, that we as Americans, the vast majority of us, that is, have so much more in common, our needs, our anxieties, and there's so very little that actually divides what a family in northern Wisconsin needs and a family here down in the city of Milwaukee or in Waukesha or in Richland Center. There is so very much more that, again, that we have in common and that we need from our leader. They far outnumber the differences. And what we do need is somebody that at least believes in the rule of law. Joe, I wanted to get your reaction because I nearly fell off my chair when Dick Cheney penned a letter that said, Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. He's the single greatest threat in modern American history. I'll be voting for Kamala Harris. What was your reaction? I mean, Democrats have joked and called Dick Cheney Darth Vader for a long time. And when Darth Vader's telling you, I'm voting for Kamala, maybe it's time other Republicans listen up.
I did fall off my chair when he said that. And look, but that tells you the uniqueness of this moment, that AOC and Dick Cheney can be on the same side, the same team here. And it's really important because for every Joe Walsh and Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney out there who say, I'm with her, it gives these local Republicans in these battleground states the encouragement to do the same. And that's super, super important, because that Kamala's got a big old coalition she's got to put together to beat him. And we did it in 20 with Biden. You know, you and I locked arms to help Biden beat Trump. The same thing's got to happen here. But Maggie, I'm optimistic, because in every state I've been in, I've had so many Republicans come up to me and say privately, Joe, I'm going to vote for her. I can't say it publicly. Now, many will say it publicly, but many won't. And that's fine. I give them a big hug. You do what you have to do. Vote for her. I don't think those people are being picked up by the pollsters, so I'm hopeful.
Well, and again, and you heard this, Liz Cheney's made this comment a number of times in some of her public remarks, including at Ideas Fest here in Madison, Wisconsin, just over this past weekend. You know, people can say whatever they want around the dining room table. They can say whatever they want to pollsters. But one of the fundamental parts of our voting process is that you go into that voting booth and your vote is secret. It is private. And no one but you and whomever you may pray to, or nobody that you pray to, maybe just you, knows how you will vote. And so this,
yes.
I think it's so critical, the work that you're doing, Joe, to provide, frankly, a permission structure, as well as the encouragement to conservatives and Republicans to say, listen, this moment is bigger than any one policy. It's bigger than any particular political party.
And Maggie, you just said something really important. The vote, the vote, the vote. Every 2 years in this country, with a presidential every four, it's our day. The people have the power, the will of the people choose. And it, I say this as a former candidate who won and lost. Mm-hmm. It is the duty, the obligation for every candidate to accept the will of the people, to accept it and concede. Again, we've only had one person who refuses to do that. My God, that alone, I tell Republicans, should be enough for us just to band together and defeat him.
Yeah, absolutely. You got 40 of some 44 former cabinet members saying this guy isn't fit, some 700 former national security advisors. We're going to have to leave it there, Joe. Thank you so much. I'd like to have you back a couple more times before the election, and then we'll get us set up for some good policy debates after Kamala wins on November 5th. Thank you, Joe Walsh, former Illinois congressperson.
Love you, Maggie. Love you.
Love you, Joe. We'll be back with more. We've got Christina Reynolds coming up from Emily's List.